From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. plans to take in more refugees. The United States Wednesday pledged to accept more refugees across the world. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is looking hard at the number that can be managed with respect to intensifying migrant crisis in Europe. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Resettlement is only one option, and it oftentimes isn't always the best option. Many of these people want to go back home. That's why we've so much of the money, and we are the largest donor with respect to these issues around the world, but certainly with respect to the Syrian crisis. You know, over $4 billion, but it's being applied to the refugee situation there in the region, particularly trying to help countries like Jordan and Turkey, who are dealing with really the brunt of it there.
Also Wednesday, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker called for European Union member states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years. That proposal will be discussed at a special EU meeting in Brussels Monday. The West African country of Guinea has ended its first week with no new cases of Ebola, the first time that's occurred since March 2014. The World Health Organization's Bruce Aylward says the goal is zero transmission, and that remains possible this year.
But remember, for many countries, they're thinking, or ministries or health facilities, is like, oh, we hit zero. Let's go do all the other things that we haven't been doing. So phase three is really all about how to prioritize those things and make sure they don't get dropped and that any residual risk is managed.
Meanwhile, Sierra Leone confirmed at least three new cases of Ebola this week in a northern village following the death of a 67-year-old woman from the deadly virus in late August. The epidemic killed more than 11,300 since it was first detected 18 months ago. This is VOA News. Islamist rebels have reportedly captured a major airbase from government forces in Syria's northwest Idlib province, expelling all of President Bashar al-Assad's military. Wednesday's report is the latest in a series of setbacks in recent months in the nearly five-year conflict, which has claimed more than a quarter million lives. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry confirmed for the first time that Russian military experts are in Syria to combat what it calls the unprecedented rise of terrorist threats. That concerns NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who spoke Wednesday in Prague.
That will not contribute to solve the conflict. I think it's important to now support all efforts to find a political solution to the conflict in Syria, and we support very much the efforts by the UN to try to find a political solution to the conflict in Syria.
In Washington, a U.S. spokesman warned of greater Russian military presence could lead to greater violence and instability in Syria. Thousands of Americans gathered outside the U.S. Capitol building in Washington Wednesday, opposed to the nuclear agreement with Iran that lawmakers are to vote on later this month. Among the speakers, Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican presidential candidate.
This Iranian nuclear deal is catastrophic. It is the single greatest national security threat facing America.
On Tuesday, three more Democratic senators came out in favor of the agreement. At least 42 now support the deal, enough to prevent a disapproval resolution from being passed in the Senate. VOA reports Islamic State militants are running private prisons in three areas of Achin District of Afghanistan. Achin, one of several districts in an eastern province that saw fierce battles between IS and the local Taliban. Last month, a video revealed several people being blown up with explosives by the IS group in the province. Guinea-Bissau's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that President José Mário Vaz's appointment of a new prime minister by decree was unconstitutional. Mr. Vaz named a new cabinet early this week, including Basiro Ja as prime minister, after sacking the previous prime minister, Domingo Pereira, last month. The court ruling could deepen a simmering political crisis in the tiny West African country. Sierra Leone Supreme Court says President Ernest Bai Koroma acted with authority to fire his vice president. The court, in a unanimous ruling, said Wednesday that Samuel Sam Sumana did not belong to the same party. Mr. Koroma was cleared to remove him. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said Thursday that the country's economy is facing a number of difficulties and downward pressure, but expressed confidence it would not experience what he called a hard landing. Speaking at an economic forum in Dalian, China, Mr. Li cited a slowing worldwide economy as a challenge to growth. Still, he said the Chinese economy is within a reasonable range. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.